So, if you've been following me on Twitter, you'll know that I've been struggling to come up with a little web design tip for the day. You know how I try and do these daily, unless I'm away at a conference or, at a client meeting or whatever else. And so I thought I would just put it out to Twitter and say, hey guys, what should I record? My brain's gone blank and there must be loads of things that I could ask or give tips about, but I can't think of any right now. And oh, that's the great thing about Twitter, isn't it? People respond within seconds and you have loads of ideas and loads of advice and loads of help. And boy, did I get loads. I think that the kind of one that really jumped out at me, the idea that really jumped out at me, was a blindingly obvious one. It was what I was actually doing. By the act of turning to Twitter and saying, hey, what should I record a piece of advice about? Well, the act of doing that is engaging with your community, isn't it? It's turning to your users and looking for ways that they can improve your product, your service, your content, your, you know, whatever else it is that you're providing. And that's exactly what I've done. You know, in this situation, I've said, hey, I'm providing daily tips. How can I make those better? What should I be talking about, guys? And you've written back and you've made a load of suggestions. And one of those suggestions was talk about how to turn to your community to get advice. And it's great. It's kind of this strange circular thing that blows your mind if you think about it too much. But it's a great principle. The principle that your product, your website, your content can be improved by talking and engaging with your users. Give people what they want. Give people what they want. And to give people what they want, you have to ask them. So how are you asking your users about how to improve your products, your services, and your website? Are you running surveys? Are you talking to them on Twitter? Is there a forum or a mailing list where you're engaging with them? Are you actively engaging with them, or are you just talking at them? There's a big difference. And if you get to the point where your users are actively involved in shaping your products, your services, or your website, then you're in an amazing place. The reason being is that they are going to feel a huge amount of brand loyalty towards you. They're going to want to stick with you. They're going to want to continue to be involved with you. Why? Because your products, your services, your website are as much theirs as they are yours. And that's brilliant. That's an amazing opportunity. The other thing that they'll do is they'll go out and they'll evangelize and tell other people about your product, your service, or your website because they feel it is as much theirs as it is yours. So get people contributing and get people involved with your website. I think so often we talk about putting content out there and encouraging users to come to it. But I actually believe the key to a successful website or business or whatever when it comes to online is actually bringing a community together and getting the community to build and create stuff. And that's what we've done time and time again with BOAG World, isn't it? With the listener contribution section, the forum, the comments, all of those kinds of things, the Twitter. And perhaps I should be encouraging that more. I wish Audioboo provided me with a way where I could post other people's audioboos, a reboo, a bit like retweeting. That'd be brilliant as an opportunity for me to use the community more. So hopefully that's a useful tip, and it's one that you can make use of. Thank you, Twitter community, for providing me with that help when I was struggling.